D&D Dungeons Academy. No humans allowed. Written by Madeline Rue. Illustrated by Tim Probert. Read by Lockman. Chapter 14. Zelly clutched a wounded shoulder with her right hand, her heart drumming and drumming against her wrist, her pulse a wild and reckless fluttering that robbed her of breath and thought. Though the injury throbbed, Alidora's Steelstrike had bound the wound expertly, and despite the difficult pain, Zelly felt confident it would heal in time. Less certain to heal were the gaping wounds that remained bloodied and raw from her past, and now, trudging up the stone bridge with her mother in her present.
"I didn't know what I would find," Zelly replied.
She reached back and plucked off the fake minotaur tail swinging from her trousers and shoved it into her trouser pocket. It was foolish to keep wearing it, to pretend.
"There were rumors. Rumors a Steelstrike might be near the village. So I risked it. I found your illustration in a book about..."
She caught herself.
"Heroes. We look so much alike. I thought we had to be related, so I listened to those rumors, and now here I am."
"Oh, Zelidora,"
the woman said, pausing and reaching over to take the girl's hand. She expected to feel something right away. A jolt, a reminder of their shared blood, but it was just another hand touching hers.
"I'm glad you did. Nobody calls me Zelidora,"
she muttered, turned and kept walking. Still, she couldn't help but glance now and then at the woman who was her mother. Was this what she would look like in time? Refined and horned, with scars crisscrossing her face and forearms, with broad shoulders and sturdy limbs?
"I go by Zelly."
"Zelly," Alidora tested out of the name.
"Ha! When I was your age, I did the same. Hated my name. Insisted everyone from the baker to my swordmaster call me Allie.
That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean we're the same." Zelly shrugged, then winced from the pain of it.
"I thought I would have questions. Now I don't even know where to start."
"I do,"
Alidora sighed and shook her head, thick curls bouncing on her nape. The temperature warmed as they climbed back toward the surface, the occasional torch splitting and hissing as they passed. The topmost level of the cave was still not in sight. They still had time. Zelly watched her hands over each other.
"I owe you so much. But I'll start with an apology and an explanation."
"I don't need..."
just came out. Why try to stop her? That was why she had come. Why she had risked her life and the lives of others, but now it was too close. Too real. And the thought that the truth might hurt too much hadn't occurred to her until then. Anything was better than thinking her family had abandoned her for stupid reasons.
"You do need to know,"
Alidora interrupted. She grunted and rolled her shoulders, her neck popping as loud as a twig snapped in the dead of the night.
"I'm sure you won't believe me, Zelidora. Zelly, apologies, but I put you in the basket that day because I loved you more than anything. But more than that, because of that, I wanted you to survive. I am so sorry for what I did, but not for loving you enough to try and spare you my sort of life."
They shuffled by another torch bolted to a dropping, drooping, stealth light. And with the warm light bathing them both, Alidora lifted her right hand, twisting it back and forth. One of her fingers was slightly shorter than it ought to be, and what flesh was visible beneath the Fjord Vembrance was molted with heavy scars.
I watched my parents ride off one day to deal with a wounded dragon just south of Baldur's Gate. My father set me down at a table by the hearth and lit a tall candle. He kissed me on both cheeks and told me they would be back even before the candle burned down.
She pressed her lips together and glanced sidelong at Zelly.
Well, that candle burned down, and another too, and another. The fire went out and the house was cold, and my parents never returned. Steelstrikes never get to choose the adventuring life. We're handed a sword before we can even heft it. Then the rest is hard, and bloody, and over before it really began.
Venting a dry laugh, she gingerly brushed the bandage on Zelly's shoulder.
I was hoping a nice farming family would find you. Or maybe you'd be a bookseller's daughter. That you'd be spared all of this. That you'd never have to watch the candles burn down while your heart turned to ash, but I suppose it's in the blood. Adventuring found you, try as I might.
She paused and looked away, her brow furrowing.
I did look for you, you know. I thought it would put my heart at ease if I knew a kind family had found you, but no matter who I asked or what letters I wrote, nobody could say where you'd gone. It troubled me greatly to think harm had befallen you, daughter.
Zelly paused at the next wider landing, the snaking trail of villagers and monsters leaving them behind the quieting gloom.
You wanted me?
Yes, I wanted you. We wanted you. Your father is gone now.
Two felled by a white dragon 3 winters past. Wanting you was not enough. The greater urge was to protect you. To see that you did not become another fallen adventurer. Giving you a chance at life, that was the better path, I thought. The kindest path. It left me with less, but you with more.
Alador looked beyond her daughter toward Hugo, Snabbler, Bobble, and Flash.
But whatever fate I left to you... What have I done? These monsters. These are your kin now.
Zelly didn't appreciate her tone and showed as much by grimacing and leaving her behind, walking swiftly up the next curved stone bridge leading toward the cave mouth. No more eggs or webs, they were almost free of this accursed place.
I meant no offense, her mother said, catching up to her easily. But you gave it!
Zelly sliced her hand through the air, hot and stinging tears gathering in her eyes.
Without us, you wouldn't have defeated Lord Carrion, remember? They are my friends. They are reliable. Hugo is gentle and kind and never has a cross word for anyone. Bobble might be a mimic, but they're so smart. And Snabla? He charged into the fire with a wooden shield he didn't know was magic. He was ready to die for all of us. If that isn't bravery, then what is? They're not just monsters. You can learn something from them.
Alladora hung her head, and it didn't suit her. It was hard to imagine the bold warrior looking anything but brave and confident.
I see. I'm sure I deserve that.
But the wind had gone out of her. Perking up, she watched Zelly from behind a curl, fallen free, swinging in front of her forehead.
You don't need to tell me a story of what happened or how you fared these 11 years. That might not be mine to know, but you might tell me one thing.
One thing?
Zelly repeated. She supposed she could give her one.
Like what?
Do you prefer that life?
Alador Steelstrike asked, keeping her distance now. They reached the brighter landing just before the cave entrance. Scattered bones from Lord Carrion's fallen servants littered the floor, magenta-drawn light spilling into the stones.
Do you truly feel like you belong? Like they're your home? But How could that be? A steel strike living among... It just doesn't seem right.
Outside, Hugo, Snabler, Bobble, and Flash waited for her. Hugo bounced listlessly from foot to foot, shooting nervous glances into the cave, checking on her. Did she belong with them, or with the woman, the human waiting patiently for her answer?
No part of this seems right. I thought meeting you or anyone from my family would make everything fall into place, that I would know right away what it meant to be with you, and I could leave this other life behind, that in the end it would all be easier.
Zelly sighed.
None of this is easier. None of it makes any sense.
You could come with me. Now that I know, there is no keeping you from the sword. I might as well train you myself.
She took up her blade, showing its fine craftsmanship, its sharpness and weight to Zelly.
At least if I'm by your side, I know you're protected. Come, Zelidora. You're a still strike. This life, these blades, these glories, they are all your birthright. Zelly?
Zelly? Hugo had called softly, experimentally into the cave. From their vantage, they probably couldn't see much of anything. They were waiting for her, and she felt her heels itch, and unexpectedly she knew her answer. Finding the emblem pin tucked into her belt, Zelly held it in her hand and then rubbed her thumb over the engraving thoughtfully. Alidora stared down at the symbol, then smiled and nodded, her birthright. But the metal felt cold in her hand and hollow, more like a child's dress-up brooch than anything she wanted to inherit. She held out the badge to her mother.
You can have this back. I already have one to train me and protect me. She's been doing it all my life.
Alidora frowned, then sighed, folding Zelly's finger back over the badge, forcing her to hold on to it.
Keep it. You might need it one day. These still strike emblems are not mere decoration. They are enchanted with powerful magic. They call to each other. Everyone in our clan carries one. And should you need me, simply hold the emblem tight and speak the words. By sword and by light, Talos guide my sight. Summon my kin, call the still strike. Can you remember that?
Zelly repeated the words silently in her head and then nodded.
By the sword and by the light, Talos guide my sight, summon my kin, call the steel strike.
The emblem will become a beacon for me to find you, and if you speak those words, I will come. May I ask? The folk who found you. Who? What are they?
Zelly closed her eyes tightly.
I don't think you want to know that. Your entire life is hunting monsters, hunting the kind of creatures who gave me a family. All you need to know is that they love me.
Her chin dipped, and she felt the rush of tears come on again. This time, she let the tears go and realized she wasn't crying for Alidora or the life she lost with her, but for the mothers she had callously run from.
They love me, and I abandoned them, just like you abandoned me.
Alidora slumped and looked to the side, then righted herself and placed a solid hand on Zelly's good shoulder.
If they love you, if they are your true family, then they will forgive you. I would. Why you left matters. Listen, I won't ask that you forgive me, Zelly, but are you certain? Are you sure this is what you want?
No, Zelie said. But it's my answer.
Then keep that, Alidora replied, suddenly lurching forward and pulling Zelie into her arms. She held her for a moment and Zelie froze, but let her take the time when Alidora pulled back. She didn't spare her another glance, but rushed headlong out of the cave, her voice just above a whisper.
You could change your mind, and when you do, I'll be waiting.
That concludes Chapter 14 of D&D Dungeons Academy No Humans Allowed, written by Madeline Rue, illustrated by Tim Probert, read by Lachman, Harper Publishing.